Playbook Audio Briefing is sponsored by Google Search in 2017.
Good morning, I'm Zach Montalero with your Playbook Audio Briefing. I'm here with Jake Sherman and Anna Palmer, and today we're talking about fake news and what it means in Washington, D.C. This is a favorite rallying cry of the president and his supporters, that the mainstream media is fake news, fake news, fake news, but it's not something that's always true. The president uses it to delegitimize the media for reports that we find out are true later on.
Yeah, I think it's certainly been something that the media has been dealing with since Donald Trump became a serious political candidate. He loved to rally his base with this rallying cry and also kind of beat up on reporters. He's taken a much more personal tone when reporters write stuff that he doesn't like. It's kind of a brave new world, frankly.
You've seen across the globe, basically, strongmen leaders and some democratically elected leaders say, use the fake news mantra. I mean, I've recently seen in Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, who himself grew up in the United States and is very friendly with Donald Trump, you've seen him talk about fake news. And this is a dangerous thing because every news organization makes mistakes. And I don't think I've made more than two or three in my life, but
I mean, you're the rare exception.
No, but seriously, every news organization does make mistakes. But the vast majority, 90%+ of news reporting is true and based in fact and well-grounded and triple-sourced and often confirmed by the people who say it's fake news. I mean, the White House, let's be clear here, the White House dishes a lot. People at the White House dish a lot. So they often say things are fake news that are coming from the White House.
Yeah, I mean, I think the other real differentiator here that we can't not talk about is how some media organizations have really taken on this opposition party. Mm-hmm. You see CNN has an entire ad campaign about what, you know, what is fact, what is fiction. You know, I always go back to, and Jake and I say this a lot when we're on the road talking to groups, that Carrie Budoff Brown, who is our boss at Politico, said, you know, we aren't here to be the opposition. We are here to cover this White House as if it's any other White House. And it's not about being the opposition to Trump or anything like that. It's just we are here to get the facts, write the stories. And oftentimes, no matter who would be in the White House, they have a kind of a tense relationship with the press.
And that's not something that's, you know, it's widely shared, but it's, you know, there's some prominent reporters who sometimes take a different view. Jim Acosta from CNN is probably the one that sticks in everyone's mind. I was actually at a conference recently when he said, we're not the resistance, but he went on to say, you know, when journalism is attacked, we need to resist. And that's something that you won't hear probably anyone at Politico say, certainly, and anyone at a lot of mainstream outlets, too.
The real question I have going forward is, do other, you know, members of Congress and other candidates start to take this up in 2018. We have not felt the same kind of, you know, tense relationship. I mean, members of Congress on the Hill talk to the media, use the media for their own benefit. And that's the role that we can play sometimes, you know, in terms of we're here to get information. They're here to promote their own causes, their own, you know, kind of moving up the ladder of leadership. And so I haven't seen the trickle down effect in kind of state races and at the congressional level. But that could be something that is very, you know, could be TBD.
Yeah, the notable exception, too, is Roy Moore, who just lost the Alabama election. But he tried to run on the Trump playbook of turning his opponent was not his Democratic opponent, but it was the media, and he tried, and that did not work out for him, but remains to be seen what will happen in 2018.
People don't trust the media, but I don't have the sense, and I could be wrong, that people are going out to vote for candidates because they don't like the news media. It's an interesting rallying cry. It's a good point, but I think in 2018 you're going to need something to talk about that's not the fake news.